Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's election season, all right. You've heard the commercials. You're seeing all the rhetoric, and we're just a bit more than 2 weeks away now from the midterms.
CBS's Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent, is on the line. Some folks were surprised to see the president out there in Pennsylvania campaigning for John Fetterman yesterday, but I guess he has some dates on his calendar that have opened up.
He has some dates on his calendar, not as many as he would if his popularity was higher. But Democrats really know it's crunch time. And for those thinking about Election Day, in 32 states right now, people are already early voting. So the election has begun. And you look at Georgia, which has two very close races for governor and United States senator. Their early voting turnout has already eclipsed early voting turnout in 2018 to the same number of days and is approaching the 2020 general election turnout. What does that tell us? Voter interest is very high. I can confidently predict one thing about this midterm election. It will have very high turnout, possibly higher than the 2018 midterm, which was the highest in 100 years. So what we are seeing amid a lot of concerns about the strength and resiliency of our Democratic experiment, tremendous energy around the issues, the candidates, and the process. A lot of people are turning out.
You know, Major, it's been more and more difficult to trust polling anymore. I wonder if the early turnout gives us any clues as to what's going on. Can we glean any information from that?
You can glean geographical information, and you can glean, in some states, not all, party registration information. And many candidates and campaigns on the sophisticated side have text messages that they relay back and forth with their voters because the voters have opted in. And they can remind them, hey, have you voted? And they can say, yes, I voted. Then they can sort of tabulate that and keep a general sense. But this question about polling is really important. Not only is it difficult, had problems in 2016, 2020 for sure, but when you have higher turnout and people showing up in ways that they didn't show up in the previous two elections, will they end up in the so-called likely voter screen that you'll see in polling? No, they won't, because pollsters don't know how to look for likely voters who've never voted before. And there will be voters like that this election. It's clear that lots of people, particularly women, after the Dobbs decision, registered to vote for the first time. They're motivated to register. They're probably motivated to vote. Probably not going to show up on those likely voter screens. So polling will have lots of structural issues this year. And remember, polling is not a determination. It's only a probabilistic prediction in the time it was taken. So don't take polls to the bank. Understand that there's lots of data out there. The vote is what matters the most, not the poll.
Your podcast, The Takeout, streaming on, among other places, the free Odyssey app is always a great listen. What's going on this week with the podcast?
So, you know, one of the things I love to say about The Takeout is it is relentlessly curious and steadfastly non-ideological. And this week's episode is part two of a two-week conversation about the issue of abortion. Last week, we had Cecile Richards, who for the better part of 8 years was the president of Planned Parenthood. This week, we have a woman named Marjorie Dannenfelser, who leads the most powerful anti-abortion rights group called Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. And I had a 45-minute conversation with each of them on their perspective on this issue, the politics, the philosophy, the lived experience, etc. So part two of a two-week conversation on the very pivotal issue of abortion and abortion rights.
All right, interesting and essential information. Thank you, Major Garrett. And by the way, thank you for the new...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.